Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from 2 Timothy chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for once again being able to come into your presence. Lord God, we thank you for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness toward us, Lord God. We uplift, hallelujah, the holy God, hallelujah, the jealous God, glory, the God of all of the ages, the true and the living God. We uplift your sovereignty and your majesty on today. Lord, we give you honor with everything we have within us on today, recognizing that you are the only true and living God. There's no power in any other that is greater. There's nobody greater than you, oh God. There's none. There is none. There is none. There is no other name that was given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. And none of us can come to the Father except by you. Oh, God, I give you glory today. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness. I thank you, Lord, for grace, for unmerited favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we lift up this day before you, these people before you, Lord God. I lift them before you, oh God, and ask, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, that their needs, Lord, be magnified in your presence, Lord God. Move, oh God, in each and every one. Lord, you see this one that needs breakthrough. You see that one that needs healing. You see this one that needs their heart recovered. Lord, you see this one that needs restoration and another that needs regeneration. Lord God, you are the God of regeneration, the God of revival, the God of air, the God that restores, the God that moves everything out of the way so that our purpose can be performed in the earth. Lord God, we honor you today. Oh God, and I give you praise with everything I have within me. Lord, and my desire is to do it better each and every day that I rise, to do it better. Oh, Lord God, I humble myself under your mighty hand, Lord God, that you might have your way in me. Oh, Lord, that I might work the works of him who sent me into the earth with a purpose to be great, with a purpose to bring forth, to proclaim your greatness. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You see our needs, Lord God. You see what we lack. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. You are our deliverer. You and you alone are God. You and you alone are our provider. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. And they are rich indeed. You own the cattle on a thousand hills and all things in the earth. It is yours, everything. Oh, Lord God, we thank you today. We just thank you, Lord. Bless the word, Lord God, as we go forth even right now in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to receive knowledge, to receive wisdom, to receive understanding. Oh, Lord God, and to not just receive it, but to obey it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, move, Lord, in our hearts, in our minds, Lord God, in the landscape of every memory that we have, in the landscape of our minds, in every training that we have received, Lord God, and put unction, Lord God, an unction to go forth, an unction to function in your spirit, an unction to do the will of God, to do your will, Lord God. Place within us an unction to obey in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord God, move in us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, to see and to know and to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us revelations from on high, Lord, directly from your throne, Lord God. Speak to our hearts. Give us dreams, Lord God. Give us visions. Lord God, let us see the manifestation of your spirit, hallelujah, in our life. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I give glory and honor to God. I give glory to the God of my salvation, to my Savior. I honor him on today, to the true and the living God. Hallelujah. See, the only name whereby we must be saved, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I honor you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I bless the Lord today. We're coming from 2 Timothy. Amen. Chapters 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as for my forefathers did, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David has raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who needs not, who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like a cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of these sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. From the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. I have read and you have heard from 2 Timothy chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We give God honor. We give him glory. We give him praise because he is God. Amen. Obey. Amen. Listen and obey the word of God. Be strong in the Lord. Those of you that are calling upon him out of a pure heart, be strong in the Lord. If you feel that your heart, amen, has strayed away and has not been pure, repent. Get down on your knees and repent before the Lord and receive a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Paul talked about, amen, how he was in chains, but the gospel went forth anyway because the word of God is not chained. The word of God is not bound. The word of God is free. It is the one that gives us liberty. It is the one that breaks a living word. It's powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword. It is powerful. Amen. And it will cut out those things that do not belong. Amen. Down to the marrow, down to the bone inside the marrow. It will cut out those things that are ungodly, that are unfruitful, that are unseemly, that are unrighteous, that are unholy. It will cut those things away so that the righteousness of Christ can come forth in us. Jesus is doing that for us, each and every one of us, because the word is not bound. The word is alive and it is moving. As we read the word, something is happening in the atmosphere. Amen. God is moving in each and every one of us that hears the word of God. There is something taking place in the atmosphere. And yes, the enemy is there too. The word, Jesus himself spoke about the sower and the seed. How that when a sower plants a seed, it falls on this ground and that ground. Amen. And on the good seed falls on good ground that has been nurtured and cultivated and that is ready to receive it. That is why we pray, so that we're ready to receive the word of God when it is read. Amen. And when it is preached, we pray that the Lord will cultivate the ground. Hallelujah, that he will pull up all the bad roots, that he will remove the rocks and the thorns and the thistles, that he will remove those things that have stood in the way, those things that stood in the way of our purpose, so that we can go forward and be that he called us to be from the very beginning. Jesus is still calling. Even if you have not heeded his voice, he's still calling you, and he's calling you by name. Your circumstances are ushering you into the presence of Jesus. Hear his call. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. And the word of God is not changed. Every word that is written was written, amen, for our edification, for our admonition, for our healing. Amen. Every word that was written was for the healing of the nations. Every word was written for our salvation. It was written to let us know this love story that God has erected just for us. It involves each and every one of us. This book is a love story. How God loved us from the very beginning. And he did not just let us wallow in death, even though Adam chose death over life. But he came himself, formed himself a body, and brought life back to us. Changed our alienated relationship. He changed our darkness to light, our death to life. And in Jesus is that life. And he said it. He said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. The word is not chained. The word of God is not chained. It is not bound. It is lively. It is moving. It is full of the presence of God, because it is God. And every word is true. Don't believe the enemy. He has spoken in different voices through different people down through the generations, but he is a liar. And Jesus said he was a liar from the very beginning. He even told those in the religious community that they were of their father, the devil, because they spoke lies. And they, oh my God, they didn't even know him. If they had prepared their hearts, if their hearts had been cultivated, if they had a heart for God, they would have known him when he came. But they were puffed up in themselves. They wanted to be seen. They wanted to be admired. They wanted to be worshipped. They were fleshly and not spiritual at all. They were their spiritual leaders, and they were the ones that were supposed to guide them to God. They should have been guiding them right into the arms of Jesus, but they weren't able because they were fleshly, fighting in their hearts. And still, Jesus gave them an opportunity to turn, and some of them did. Some of them did. Scripture tells us that there were some of the Sanhedrin who did believe. They believed, but they were afraid because of their positions. They didn't want to be thrust out of the Sanhedrin. My God, salvation is a very real thing. Jesus is a very, very moving, and he wants to course correct your life. You feel like nothing's going right, or things just don't feel right, or something could be better. Of course it could. Amen. Because the presence of the Lord wants to do that for you. He is urging. He is pulling at you all the time, pursuing you. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is not chained. It is not bound. And everything that was written, it is true. Every word, it is true. It is true. It is true. It is true. Jesus saves. He loves you with an everlasting love. There is nothing you can do, amen, to cause him to stop loving you. Even if you choose hell, he'll still love you. But he doesn't want you to choose hell. He wants you to choose life. He wants to be in relationship with you, because that was a common purpose. That was his intent for us, be in relationship with the God of the universe, with our Creator, with our Lord and Savior, with our God. That was always, always, always his intention, that we be in relationship with him. And ever since we failed, we fell away, ever since we, in a word, divorced him, he's been pursuing. pursuing us to get us back. He loves us. This is a husband in fast pursuit. He loves all of us just like that. And he's finding that we have need of everything we have need of. All of it is in him. Everything you need is in him. Look at the words. Read the word of God and be encouraged. Be strong. And the Lord, be faithful. Those of you, amen, that are full of the Holy Ghost, amen. Be encouraged in the Lord today. Amen. Be refreshed in the name of Jesus. Even right now in this hour, be refreshed in the name of Jesus. And those of you that have not said yes, say yes. Oh, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Everything. Everything. Oh, God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in a year in the word. Amen. Say yes to the Lord today. As we, amen, leave this broadcast, say yes to the Lord. Amen. He is waiting just for you, calling you by name so that he can fix your life, so that he can write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, so that he can change your life forever, change your perception of your life. He'll change your relationships with people. He'll remove people from your life that should have never been there in the first place. And he'll bring people into your life that should have been there and that will be there to love you and to uplift you and to walk with you in this relationship. Glory to God. We all need, amen, those around us that are like-minded, that are in the relationship with the Lord that we are in. We need them. Hallelujah. But we also need to love everyone that is around us, because that is what Jesus did. He loved all of humanity, no matter what they did, no matter what they were doing. Even those who hated him and spat upon him, he died for them too. He loved them too. Kind of love that we carry into the world, the love of Jesus Christ, the love that loves all humanity, all of them, no matter who they are or where they came from, no matter what their ethnicity or their race, no matter what the color of their skin, no matter what they've done, no matter what their job, no matter who they love, Jesus loves us all of us the same. He doesn't have a greater love for one than he has for the other. He loves us all the same. And he is beckoning each and every one of us closer. He's beckoning each and every one of us to come. Won't you come? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. There's a song that says, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. He will heal you. He will save you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's about that time that I must leave you now. Amen. Until next time. Amen. Continue to join me as we continue in this series, in this, amen, year of reading, going forth in the Word, entitled A Year in the Word. Amen.